Section 4. The Han Dynasty.
If you were there. You are a young Chinese student from a poor family. Your family has worked hard to give you a good education so that you can get a government job and have a great future. Your friends laugh at you. They say that only boys from wealthy families win the good jobs. They think it is better to join the army. Will you take the exam or join the army? Why?
Building background. Though it was harsh, the rule of the first Qin emperor helped to unify northern China. With the building of what would become the Great Wall, he strengthened defenses on the northern frontier. But his successor could not hold on to power. The Qin gave way to a remarkable new dynasty that would last for 400 years. Han Dynasty Government. When the Qin Dynasty collapsed in 207 BC, several different groups battled for power. After several years of fighting, an army led by Liu Bang won control. Liu Bang became the first emperor of the Han Dynasty. This Chinese dynasty lasted for more than 400 years. The rise of a new dynasty. Liu Bang, a peasant, was able to become emperor in large part because of the Chinese belief in the mandate of heaven. He was the first common person to become emperor. He earned people's loyalty and trust. In addition, he was well liked by both soldiers and peasants, which helped him to maintain control. Liu Bang's rule was different from the strict legalism of the Qin. He wanted to free people from harsh government policies. He lowered taxes for farmers and made punishments less severe. He gave large blocks of land to his supporters. In addition to setting new policies, Liu Bang changed the way government worked. He set up a government structure that built on the foundation begun by the Qin. He also relied on educated officials to help him rule. Wu Di creates a new government. In 140 BC, Emperor Wu Di took the throne. He wanted to create a stronger central government. To do that, he took land from the lords, raised taxes, and placed the supply of grain under the control of the government. Under Wu Di, Confucianism became China's official government philosophy. Government officials were expected to practice Confucianism. Wu Di even began a university to teach Confucian ideas. If a person passed an exam on Confucian teachings, he could get a good position in the government. However, not just anyone could take the test. The exams were only open to people who had been recommended for government service already. As a result, wealthy or influential families continued to control the government. Family life. The Han period was a time of great social change in China. Class structure became more rigid. The family once again became important within Chinese society. Social classes. Based on the Confucian system, people were divided into four classes. The upper class was made up of the emperor, his court, and scholars who held government positions. The second class, the largest, was made up of the peasants. Next were artisans, who produced items for daily life and some luxury goods. Merchants occupied the lowest class, because they did not produce anything. They only bought and sold what others made. The military was not an official class in the Confucian system. Still, joining the army offered men a chance to rise in social status because the military was considered part of the government. Lives of rich and poor. The classes only divided people into social rank. They did not indicate wealth or power. For instance, even though peasants made up the second highest class, they were poor. On the other hand, some merchants were wealthy and powerful despite being in the lowest class. People's lifestyles varied according to wealth. The emperor and his court lived in a large palace. Less important officials lived in multi-level houses built around courtyards. Many of these wealthy families owned large estates and employed laborers to work the land. Some families even hired private armies to defend their estates. The wealthy filled their homes with expensive decorations. These included paintings, pottery, bronze lamps, and jade figures. Rich families hired musicians for entertainment. Even the tombs of dead family members were filled with beautiful, expensive objects. Most people in the Han Dynasty, however, didn't live like the wealthy. Nearly 60 million people lived in China during the Han Dynasty, and about 90% of them were peasants who lived in the countryside. Peasants put in long, tiring days working the land. Whether it was in the millet fields of the north or in the rice paddies of the south, the work was hard. In the winter, peasants were also forced to work on building projects for the government. Heavy taxes and bad weather forced many farmers to sell their land and work for rich landowners. By the last years of the Han Dynasty, only a few farmers were independent. Chinese peasants lived simple lives. They wore plain clothing made of fiber from a native plant. The main foods they ate were cooked grains like barley. Most peasants lived in small villages. Their small wood-framed houses had walls made of mud or stamped earth. The revival of the family. Since Confucianism was the official government philosophy during Wu Di's reign, Confucian teachings about the family were also honored. Children were taught from birth to respect their elders. Disobeying one's parents was a crime. Even emperors had a duty to respect their parents. Confucius had taught that the father was the head of the family. Within the family, the father had absolute power. The Han taught that it was a woman's duty to obey her husband, and children had to obey their father. Han officials believed that if the family was strong and people obeyed the father, then people would obey the emperor too. Since the Han stressed strong family ties and respect for elders, some men even gained government jobs based on the respect they showed their parents. Children were encouraged to serve their parents. They were also expected to honor dead parents with ceremonies and offerings. All family members were expected to care for family burial sites. Chinese parents valued boys more highly than girls. This was because sons carried on the family line and took care of their parents when they were old. On the other hand, daughters became part of their husband's family. According to a Chinese proverb, raising daughters is like raising children for another family. Some women, however, still gained power. They could actually influence their sons' families. An older widow could even become the head of the family. Han achievements. Han rule was a time of great accomplishments. Art and literature thrived, and inventors developed many useful devices. Art and literature. The Chinese of the Han period produced many works of art. They became experts at figure painting, a style of painting that includes portraits of people. Portraits often showed religious figures and Confucian scholars. Han artists also painted realistic scenes from everyday life. Their creations covered the walls of palaces and tombs. In literature, Han China is known for its poetry. Poets developed new styles of verse, including the Fu style, which was the most popular. Fu poets combined prose and poetry to create long works of literature. Another style, called Shi, featured short lines of verse that could be sung. Han rulers hired poets known for the beauty of their verse. Han writers also produced important works of history. One historian by the name of Sima Qian wrote a complete history of all the dynasties through the early Han. His format and style became the model for later historical writings. Inventions and advances. The Han Chinese invented one item that we use every day, paper. They made it by grinding plant fibers, such as mulberry bark and hemp, into a paste. Then they let it dry in sheets. Chinese scholars produced books by pasting several pieces of paper together into a long sheet. Then they rolled the sheet into a scroll. The Han also made other innovations in science. These included the sundial and the seismograph. A sundial uses the position of shadows cast by the sun to tell the time of day. The sundial was an early type of clock. A seismograph is a device that measures the strength of an earthquake. Han emperors were very interested in knowing about the movements of the earth. They believed that earthquakes were signs of future evil events. Another Han innovation, acupuncture, improved medicine. Acupuncture is the practice of inserting fine needles through the skin at specific points to cure disease or relieve pain. Many Han inventions in science and medicine are still used today. Summary and preview. Han rulers moved away from legalism and based their government on Confucianism. This strengthened family bonds in Han China. In addition, art and learning thrived under Han rule. In the next section, you will learn about China's contact beyond its borders. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.